Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's spend a moment listening to what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. When I first came to you, dear brothers and sisters, I didn't use lofty words and impressive wisdom to tell you about God's secret plan. For I decided while I was with you, I would forget everything except Jesus Christ, the one who was crucified. For the Apostle Paul, the cross of Christ lay right at the heart of his message. Take away the cross, and he had no good news to share. But he also recognized that it was a really difficult message to pass on. As a Jew, he was eager to preach the cross to his own people, but they found the whole idea deeply offensive. Their scriptures told them that anyone who hung from a tree was cursed by God. When he shared the message with non-Jews, their reaction was that it was all nonsense. How could someone being killed be a sign of power and victory? They just didn't get it. But none of this put Paul off. He was absolutely convinced that the message of the cross was both wise and powerful. Paul was so eager that the cross should be the focus of his message that he was happy that his preaching was unimpressive. He described himself as having been timid and trembling when he first got to Corinth, and said that his message and preaching were very plain. He was glad about this, because if he had been impressive and persuasive in his preaching, people might have been swayed by his oratory. He was eager that people should only be touched by the power of God, and not by any clever use of words or presentation. The heart of the good news hasn't changed. It's still the cross, and the fact that Jesus showed his perfect love for us by dying in that most terrible way. Sinless as he was willing to take our sin upon him so that we might be set free. There are many wonderful things that we'll want to share with other people. We want them to know about God's love and peace. We want them to know that he is a God of justice and truth. We want them to know that he longs to fill them with his Holy Spirit. But right at the heart of all that we say must be the clear presentation that Jesus died on the cross and that this is still the wisdom and power of God. Now let me ask you a question. What is your response to the fact that Jesus died on the cross for you? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for your perfect love and for the way in which you showed it through Jesus' death on the cross. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.